Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily, the only arena in recorded history where Stoics, Sufis, and a Zen Koan enter the ring, and exactly zero people get pinned, but everyone leaves slightly unraveled in the best possible way.
This podcast comes from thegodshow.us, a free daily multilingual project where one user's question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at thegodshow.us. Today's question, when I realize I have been more devoted to fixing people than to actually being with them, what have I been calling love? Which is maybe also, what does it mean when your care always comes with a plan? Or, if presence is free, why did I keep choosing the expensive version? Or simply, was any of it love at all? Let's sit with that. Almost every tradition lands in the same uncomfortable zip code. Christianity says Jesus showed up with bread and sat down, and the sitting down was the whole deal. Not a diagnosis, not a repair plan. Islam says that specific Tuesday, when you rearranged someone's grief into a solvable problem, you were protecting yourself from the helplessness of just witnessing them. Judaism, beautifully, says you were in love with the person they were about to become. Which sounds tender until Rabbi Tarfon leans over and asks, whose blueprint was that exactly? Because it was written in your handwriting. Stoicism just calls it governance. An audit the other person could feel even when they couldn't name it.
The Stoic framing stings specifically because it is not mean about it. It does not say you were selfish. It says you were governing, which is somehow worse. And the existentialist move is even sharper. Their chaos was the grammar in which you knew how to say I exist. You didn't stay for them. You stayed for the version of yourself that only showed up when someone needed saving. That is bad faith with a very sympathetic face. I've definitely never done that.
Taoism goes structural. The Tao Te Ching's image of the wheel. 30 spokes, hollow hub, and the hollow is what makes it roll. You were so busy being the hub, indispensable, load-bearing, absolutely central, that you forgot indispensable things don't actually move. Buddhism gives us a room after someone leaves, the chair still holding the shape of them, and you already listing what you'd do differently next time. They were the bell you never heard because you were too busy building the self who would finally save them. Vedanta agrees. Yajnavalkya tells Maitreyi, the beloved is not dear for the beloved's sake. The fixer is never really fixing the other.
Sufism is the one that gets me. The sheikh does not straighten the student's spine. He weeps beside them until the student's own longing does it. You brought a tuning peg into the reed bed. The reeds do not need tuning. They need someone willing to be torn open alongside them, which is terrifying. Honestly, weeping beside someone with no plan is so much harder than showing up with solutions. The pop culture oracle pulled Mitski for this one. The singer alone, hands spread, loving the absence because the absence stays still and never asks her to be present back. That actually landed. Terror with excellent posture.
Where the tradition split is interesting. Cynicism says the dog lies beside its companion in the dirt, useless and present, and that is the whole of loyalty. No improvement, just proximity. Absurdism calls the fixing a conqueror's move, pressing both hands against another person's life as though pressure were devotion. But Hinduism drops maybe the coldest line of the whole episode, a salary paid to yourself in the currency of their becoming. That one is not asking for a response. Zen just lists three things without commentary: telling them the wound has a name, telling them the wound can be healed, telling them you are the one who heals it. Three moves, and every fixer recognizes all three. What this episode leaves us with is the weight of presence. Not as passivity, but as the harder choice. Tomorrow's question might be completely different. But if today cracks something open, that's yours to sit with. See you back here.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free, daily, and multilingual. If it is useful to you, subscribe wherever you get podcasts and tell one person who owns too many self-help books. Today's episode was about what happens when you finally put the clipboard down and just take the chair. The chair was always the whole covenant. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.